When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
This case was different, but here's the problem, Mr. Herring. It's not supposed to be. It's not supposed to be different. Everyone is supposed to be treated equally under the law. And I know deep down you know that. You're 17 years serving in our government. You know that, don't you? It's all, everyone's supposed to be treated the same. And in this case, this individual was treated different. And everyone in this country knows it, and that's why we're having this hearing, and that's why we'd have liked you there last week to give us the information.
Representative Jim Jordan last night in a hearing of the House Oversight Committee grilling Jason Herring, who is with the FBI 17 years, as you heard, and laying out exactly one of the big problems that the American people have had with this FBI investigation, that Hillary Clinton was not treated like any other citizen. Well, Congressman Jordan joins us now. First of all, thank you, sir, for joining us.
Yeah, good to be with you.
Well, let's pick it up right there. How was Hillary Clinton treated differently by the FBI, and why?
Her husband got to talk to the Attorney General 3 days before she was interviewed. That's a little different, I would say. James Comey announces a big press conference. I don't think any other citizen, when they're going to be found not to have the FBI take them to or prosecute them, is going to get a big press conference. And probably the thing that surprised me is Loretta Lynch said this under oath when I was questioning her in July. She said this is the first time that she's ever announced ahead of time that she's going to follow the recommendations, even though the recommendations hadn't been given. Now, if the buck stops with you, why would you say I'll do whatever they tell me, even though I don't know what it is?
Well, and there's one other thing that we've learned.
That's what she said publicly. So in all kinds of ways, this case was different. And, you know, there's right now the American people think there are two standards, one for us regular folk and a different one for the politically connected, one for we the people and a different one if your name is John Koskinen, Lois Lerner, or Hillary Clinton. And that is not, as I said last night, not the way it's supposed to be in this great country.
Well, there was another thing that was different, and that was that the chief of staff, the COS of Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State, one Cheryl Mills, I think COS actually stands for Chief of Scrubbing Documents, but she was allowed to also serve as an attorney, and therefore many things had an attorney-client privilege that otherwise could not be explored.
It is completely strange, something we've never seen. I guess in the future, everyone in government should make sure their lawyer is their chief of staff. I mean, maybe everyone should do that. I mean, your lawyer is your person that works with you all the time. So yeah, it was strange. Cheryl Mills got a heads up from the State Department that they were going to be sending a letter to her months ahead of time about getting Hillary Clinton's emails back. Colin Powell's designee didn't get that. Madeleine Albright's designee didn't get that. So time and time again, they were treated different because they're the Clintons, because she was former first lady. Her husband was former president. She was Secretary of State. She was a U.S. senator, and she's a major party's nominee for president. So she gets treated different. And again, it's not supposed to work that way.
I'm wondering why there isn't more focus on this one thing, and it was put together in the form of a graphic by the chairman, Jason Chaffetz. On the 2nd of March, New York Times reveals that Secretary Clinton had a private server. On the 3rd of March, one day later, a preservation order was issued for Secretary Clinton's emails. Yep. The next day, the 4th of March,
subpoena
issued for Secretary Clinton's emails. On the 9th of March, the IT company was told to retain the emails.
Flat River Network found out, yep.
On the 25th of March, Clinton's lawyer had a call with the IT firm, and then on the 31st of March, the IT firm deleted the emails.
Yep. And that person who did it, his name was redacted in what the FBI gave us, but for the New York Times reporting it last Friday, we still wouldn't know his name, but it's Paul Combetta. He's supposed to be here this morning for this morning's hearing. So, that timeline is, I think, very compelling. New York Times reports it. Preservation order issued the next day. The following day is subpoena. Platt River Networks has put on notice that you better preserve the documents. Clinton does her press conference on March the 10th. March 25th, there's a call between lawyers and Platt River Network. March 31st, there's another call between lawyers representing Secretary Clinton and Platt River Network, and that's when BleachBit is taken to the files and they're all destroyed.
So I guess
is pretty compelling stuff. All happens in 1 month.
It is. And
all
I guess
month, after the New York Times reported that she only had the one non-government server.
I guess the question then, Representative Jordan, after laying that out, is what would you call that behavior? Obstruction of justice or destruction of evidence?
It could be either, but what we do know is the FBI didn't look at it.
Yeah.
The first page of the FBI's file they gave to us on the Friday before Labor Day, they said, we only examined the classified information issue. They didn't look at obstruction of justice. They didn't look if she lied under oath. They didn't look at destruction of evidence. They didn't look at any of that. Now, what kind of investigation does – think about this. They're investigating Secretary Clinton. She comes in front of the Benghazi committee last October. She's under oath. She is asked questions about her email situation, and she makes false statements. And they told us they didn't look at it. Now, you're doing an investigation. The subject of your investigation testifies in front of Congress under oath and is asked about the very subject matter you're supposed to be investigating, and you don't go look at the transcript? I've never heard anything like that, but that's exactly what James Comey said. No, we didn't look at it. We need a referral. No, you don't.
You can
look at that information, particularly when she's under oath.
One last thing. I know you got a busy schedule this morning. I got to get this question in, though. I understand you're going to speak with Brian Pagliano today. He was given immunity by the FBI. Why was he given immunity? Did we learn anything from him in exchange for his immunity?
Well,
do we know?
Normally you give immunity to folks because you're going to put someone else in jail, and we surely didn't see that. He got immunity, and so did Paul Combetta.
Yeah.
The
person
who
deleted
it. My guess is they're not going to talk today. They're going to take the fifth. Mr. Pagliano took the fifth in front of the Benghazi committee. My guess is he'll do it again today. But we'll find out here in a few hours.
Thank you for staying on this, Representative Jordan. We will be watching these hearings today. You're doing a great job. Thanks for joining us today.
Guys.
You know, I'm really glad that he and the committee are staying on top of this. I think everybody wanted to write this off as a political matter when Hillary Clinton was given the clearance from James Comey. And probably for political purposes, it is a dead issue. But the justice still needs to be served here, and the truth still needs to come out, regardless of politics.
Larry, there's one thing that has bothered me from day one, and he mentioned it early on, and he mentioned it last night at the hearing, and that was the fact that, you know, there was this meeting on the tarmac in Phoenix between the Attorney General and Bill Clinton before all of this started to happen. Why haven't the people who were there, the security people, the pilots, the people that surrounded the Attorney General, the people that surrounded Bill Clinton, the Secret Service, why are they not being called to tell us what happened there?
Yeah.
That smells to high heaven. It has always bothered me. It should never have happened. It was completely inappropriate. Loretta Lynch should never have had that meeting. And I want to know why we haven't heard from the people who were there, who were eyewitnesses to what happened. I want to have that. I want to have those people tell me what happened.
We will watch those hearings today. Trey Gowdy will have plenty to say. Jason Chaffetz, and of course our guest that we just had, Representative Jim Jordan, on the Oversight Committee, and we'll report to you later today as well as tomorrow morning on Mornings on the Mall.
When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait, getting there starts here with over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada. And 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City. Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.